A Transcontinental Affair by Jody Daynard, performed by Emily Sutton Smith. Miss Harriet Ames had meant to leave home half an hour earlier, but she had become embroiled in an argument with her father. What began as a restrained request on her father's part had now devolved into a shouting match.
You will change your dress.
I won't. The pair stood at the top of the carved mahogany staircase in their townhome on Beacon Hill, having left their estate in Easton the previous day. Fortunately, an unspoken agreement among the residents of the exclusive address held that no one ever saw or heard anything, although certain complacent rats residing in the walls had heard the ruckus and scurried off. Harriet wore her new reform dress, one of two such outfits that her mother had allowed her to purchase in exchange for agreeing to buy two new gowns. The dress was not actually a dress, but rather a heavy bell-sleeve tunic that came to Hattie's thigh, beneath which ballooned a pair of baggy trousers, a la Turk. Congressman Ames's handsome face dripped perspiration, though the morning was quite cool. He was an imposing, large-waisted man with two affable chins and a normally pliable manner.
"Why must I look like everyone else anyway?" Hattie blurted.
"Why? Why? Why? Always why?" Mr. Ames exclaimed, slamming his fist on the railing.
Hattie always had to know the why of everything, not merely why the sky was blue, but why steel was stronger than iron, and why some currents flowed east when others flowed west.
"Because it's ugly as sin."
Before Hattie and Mr. Ames left Easton the previous day, Mrs. Ames had expressed her desire for Harriet to wear either the lavender or the hyacinth gown, because both set off her dark coloring to excellent advantage. Either would have been perfectly fine by the esteemed congressman. He was saddened to see his attractive daughter wearing something that made her look like one of those foreign wrestlers of indeterminate sex. She was an exotic-looking girl, with rich brown hair, discerning almond-shaped brown eyes, and olive skin. Mr. Ames had often wondered whether his forebears hadn't somehow gotten mixed up with the local gypsies. Though not tall, Hattie's body was well-proportioned, strong from hours of playing outdoors with her brothers. She was voluptuous, like her mother, and would have been downright plump were she not such an athletic girl. Like him, she had a hearty appetite. A simple gown would have allowed her natural beauty to shine. But no, here she stood in all her absurdity. Recently, such dresses began to appear on young, rebellious suffragists, much, Mr. Ames thought, like rust blight upon healthy ears of corn.